Lord God, we thank you so much of who you are. Thank you for the blessing of being able to get together and meet together to worship you. We thank you for this place. We thank you for our family, for each other, and that you're growing us together and building us up together. It doesn't matter what age we are, for the children upstairs, as they're doing the kids' church upstairs, as well as for us here now. We thank you, your Holy Spirit. We speak to each one of us, encourage us, and pour into us your truth, your blessing, and empower us to live your truth. We praise you, we glorify your name, Lord God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So Lord God, we pray and we ask that your words will bring transformation to our lives and bring freedom to each one of us. We praise you, we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. So we've been having a series of teaching about faith. 2 weeks ago, Kyle was here. He was teaching about the focus of faith. It's really keep going. Don't give up. Just keep going. Keep knocking on the door. Keep on at it. We're not going to give up. And last week, Holly was talking about the joy of the Lord is our strength type of faith. And the joy is not about us having to have this joy, but actually understanding we are our Lord's joy as he look at us. That actually empower us when we know how much joy God has when he look at us. It gives us strength. It carry us as we need to have faith, as we're choosing to believe him. And that really is almost like a booster power source to give us. And this week I want to talk about a faith that comes from peace within us. So let's open the Bible, Mark chapter 4, 35 and 41, please. And this is about Jesus calms the storm. And evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in a boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teachers, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Peace, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." In this passage, there was big waves, big wind coming, and the disciples thought they're going to die. But Jesus came. He was so peaceful. He was actually even sleeping. When the disciples thinking, "We're going to die." And Jesus was actually at that time sleeping. What does peace really mean? In a strong concordance, it actually means quietness, silence, rest, security, safety, prosperity and contentment. And in a dictionary, it also means peace can also mean peace between people and countries, exemption from rage or havoc of war. It's come with harmony. But also in the Bible, peace is actually Jesus, our Messiah, is the Prince of Peace. He harmonized the relationship between God and man. It comes with reconciliation. That's peace. That instead of actually keep going and who's right, who's wrong, it's actually we choose to, instead of focus on who's right and who's wrong, we're actually focusing on relationship. So when our when our kids fighting, sometimes they just want to know that we are on their side. Who is the one that's right? But to be able to stop the fight, we actually have to say, it doesn't matter sometimes. Let's just make peace with each other. And that's a different type of peace. That's a peace within, and that's a peace that come with between two people. But that's also a peace when, in this sense, is actually when we're actually being fearful. But when we have the presence of God, we actually feel that peace within. It's almost like choosing to say, Lord, where are you? I know you're with me. And God is our peace. And when it comes to faith, a lot of the time when we're in a situation, we actually have to have faith. Peace is the last things we experience. It's okay when everything is going well in our life. We say, yes, I have faith in Jesus. Jesus is great. This is my faith. But when we actually, when we feel in our lives, storm is coming, we're in the waves is high, the wind is blowing, our footing is not sturdy, like in a boat. I don't know if anybody ever been on a boat when there's a storm. I've been on a boat crossing ferry between England and here, and I was lying down sleeping, but not because I was at peace. It was like because I couldn't stand up. Because like if I stand up, I feel sick. But that was more of like the only way I can actually survive it was horizontal. But this one, this is not where Jesus was. This is Jesus just be at peace. So when we're going through a difficult time, we really literally feel in our own personal life that we're not sturdy anymore. Our ground is shaking. Everything is going up and down. Our emotion is going up and down. And we might even find it hard to sleep. And we'll find it hard to eat. Or sometimes we find it eating is the only comfort we get. So we end up eating more, even when we're not hungry. But it might affect our sleep as well. We will be so wide awake, wired up. And we, in our mind, is everything churning over and over again. It's like a storm. It's like a roller coaster going up and down. It's the last thing we feel is be peaceful, be still, be storm, be silent. That's when we're saying, Lord, where are you? Are you still with me? That's when we're saying, where is my faith? What does my faith look like in this situation? In the Bible, the disciples say, teacher, don't you care that we're going to die? We're perishing here. And we feel the same way when we're going through the storm. The storms in our life, we feel, God, where are you? Are you still here? I've been following you. I go to church every Sunday. I read the Bible. I even sing songs. I even raise my arms when I'm praising you. But I don't feel your presence. Does our faith come with how we feel? If it is come with just how we feel, a lot of the time it does go up and down. If we only follow our feelings, then we were saying, Lord, you're not here. We're dying, but you don't care. You don't care at all. This is when we choose to say, my faith is bigger than my circumstances. My faith, I might not see it, but can I actually say, Lord, your word said you're with me always. I'm choosing you. As I actually be still, that's coming into the presence of God in the midst of the chaos. We're actually saying, Lord, you are my answer. In John 14:24 said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And then in Philippians 4:8, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That's positioning ourselves and saying, Lord, you are with me despite how I feel. Your word is the truth. Your word is the truth that bring me peace. Be still my heart and my soul. And it actually guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And it is actually a protection. So whenever I'm feeling, I don't feel that peace, I know that I need to guard what I'm thinking. I need to guard my mind. I need to guard my heart, because that's a protection from God. And as the word of God said, the peace of God will surpass all understanding. That means peace is what we're drawing strength from in the midst of the chaotic situation, when I really say I'm holding onto that faith. And that peace actually enable us and empower us to carry on each day and seeking the presence of God in the midst of the chaos. And in Psalm 46 say, God is our refuge and strength. So that peace actually give us strength. And it carry on saying, he's a very present help in trouble. Do I believe God will lift me out of this situation? Is he going to empower me to walk each day, each step? Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains may move into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble as it's swelling. There's a river whose streams may glad the city of God. For Psalm 46 actually gives us a lot of peace, saying like, the Lord is my helper in time of needs. And as I actually recognize God is with me, the peace of the Lord rises within us. In it, later on in Psalm 46, it also say, be still and know that I am God. That's the first, that actually, when we actually in a chaotic situation, when we're actually feeling like we are being tossed and turned, like in a boat in a waves, in a storm, to be able to take time out, to be still ourselves, to spend time with God in prayers, in worship, in just spending time with God, even just listening to some worship music, just quietly, or reading a few Bible verses of God's truth. The Holy Spirit, and we pray, Holy Spirit, make those words alive in me. Because words, if they're just words on a black ink on paper, mean nothing. But words with the Holy Spirit, it actually bring life within us. Whatever we're feeling will shift, because God will stable us with his truth. With the word of the Lord and with his Holy Spirit, it just bring peace into our hearts, in our mind, in our soul. And it actually lift us up, and it empower us and encourage us. Understanding God's power and authority over all things, and understanding that our position is in Christ, then the chaos might still be there. But within us, we don't feel that chaos anymore, because we feel the presence of God, that we can actually get up and we can actually say, it's a new day. The Lord is with me. He's going to empower me and encourage me what to do. He's my answer. In Ephesians chapter 2, 46, but God being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So our position is seated with Christ Jesus. Our position is not on earth. We are begging God, where are you, Lord? But our position, that we know we are seated with Christ. When Jesus is with us, when we know that Jesus is with us, whatever we're going through, we just experience this supernatural peace that can only come from God in the midst of the chaos. So as we invite the Holy Spirit in our prayers, God is saying, peace be with you. And we declare who God is. And we praise of his mighty power in our worship. And declare that God is our peace in our spirit and our mind and our soul and our body. And as Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves and rebuked it, and Jesus said, peace be still. The enemy want us to only know the storm. The enemy only want us to experience that high waves. But God will rebuke that on our behalf because of what he has done on the cross for us. As his believers, as his followers, we are his children. That's one of the benefits of knowing God. God will rebuke because he has greater power and authority over that. And he will say, peace, be still. Let peace be up on you. Now, in our natural situation, or the doctors, or in working in A&E, or first aider, or police officers, or even commanders in the army, they will have situations where they have things just suddenly happen. But those people in a position, they train instead of panic. Like if you put me in a hospital, somebody come in with all the blood and just had whatever accident, I will panic because I'm not trained. But somebody who have worked in the medical field, been trained, they know what to do. They would not panic. Well, hopefully they won't. Like if I have to go to the hospital, I would hope that the doctor won't panic and say, oh, I don't know what to do. But I would. And so are the police officer, you know, the guard, they are trained to face all the unexpected situation. Even if they're training that situation have never happened, but they're trained to deal with situations. And it's the same for us. We are, as believers, we are in training all the time. Yes, we are in training all the time, whether we want to know it or not. And knowing the word of God help us in time of need. Those words we can draw out from it the strength. And we will know this is what the word of God said. And the Holy Spirit will drop things to us, or even using our friends around us, our brothers and sisters in Christ around us. And they'll be able to pray with us. And we need each other. And that's the time when we actually recognize within ourselves we don't experience the peace. Sometimes we don't even know. We're like a tornado going around. But our friends might be able to tell us, are you okay? But sometimes we know it in ourselves. And then we just say, I need to sit down. I need to spend time with God. And in that middle of this understanding and realizations, it will actually stop us making wrong choices and decisions based on how we feel, based on the circumstances, based on the situation, when we are actually more peaceful within ourselves. Even when we're facing difficult situation, when we're peace within ourselves, we can make right choices. We actually can see what needs to be done. Like I said, in the hospital, the doctor, because they're not panicking, they can say to this nurse what they need to do, or to that person what they need to do, and how, you know, what the situation, what sort of tools they need to do the operation, or what they need, or what medications. But that comes from that calmness to make right choices. So when we're in the midst of the chaos in our lives, if we actually don't experience that peace, it's very important to be still, or even just ask advice from somebody that, you know, a friend, a believer. somebody who will actually be able to pray with us, somebody who will be able to give us godly counsel, advice, then it will actually stop us making more mistakes and more making wrong choices that bring even more chaos within our lives. And then that, when we do that, the enemy will attack us then and bring us even more guilt and condemnations. And then we're kind of going round and round and round the circle. The waves is going higher and it go crashing down. So it's very important to actually really understand what does the peace of God feel and what is it like to have the presence of God. In Romans 1:7, it says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, if you read every single letter in the New Testament, almost all of them say the same thing. Not just Paul's letters, but Peter's letters too. And the only one I couldn't find, it was Hebrew. Maybe I missed it, but almost all the letters have them. All of them say, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's almost like in here in Ireland, people will say, God bless. I say, God bless. When I say God bless to people, I really mean it as a believer, because I believe in a God who does bless. It's not just something I say. So I believe that as a word of God, even if it is a cultural things, it's from a Jewish perspective that they say it all the time as a cultural. But I believe as it is a word of God, that means it brings that divine revelation of grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And each one of us need to know that peace, to know that God, the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, is with us. In Matthew 10, 12 to 13, it actually says, Jesus told the disciple, as you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. So in that peace come upon you, in the Hebrew, Shalom Aleichem, I tried to pronounce it from Google yesterday, don't know if it is correct. Aleichem. So that actually not just mean peace, but it actually mean peace be upon you. It is a common greeting in that culture. But as believers, I believe when we say those words, we carry Christ within us. We are actually releasing God's peace to the other person. It's not just words. Our words carry God's power. That's why we choose to say words that's good and holy and pleasing to God. So as I finish this message, I just want to pray, peace be upon each one of us. I know that time in my life when I didn't have peace. I know that a time in my life that when I had depressions, and God supernaturally gave me those peace. It was actually on the day of my baptism. When I came out of the water, the joy of the Lord, I couldn't stop smiling even when I wanted to. And that peace, it was supernatural. And the depression was lifted. It was supernatural. It wasn't anything like I'm believing. But it was totally, God gave me that peace. It was God say, peace be upon you. That old me died in the water. And as I came up out of the water, it was a new me. It was a new creation. So as believers, we have that because Christ is in us. So So I'm just going to pray. And if anybody feel that I've never experienced that peace, when we finish, do you come up and Holly and I will pray with you. So Lord God, we thank you so much. You are our peace. You are the one that declare in each one of our lives, peace be with each one of us. We praise you, we glorify your name, Lord God. We thank you for what you did on the cross for us, that we receive freely from you the blessing that's from you. Your Holy Spirit, birth, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control within each one of us. We can't do it in our own strength, Lord God. Only you can bring that to us. So, Lord God, we laid aside any situation in our lives that is chaotic, that we don't experience peace. Lord God, we lay that aside. And we turn our focus to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. You are our Lord. You are our King. You are the mighty God of heaven and on earth, and you are the God of each one of us. We are your followers. We are your people. And we receive from you peace. So as your words say, grace to us and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you are faithful, even when we are faithless. And we draw strength from you of your faithfulness, and you will increase our faith in time of needs. We praise you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.